Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to our afternoon Get Into Action and Friday's Care to Share call. My name is Mia Floridas. I am founder of Lavelle Baskets. And as always, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the gifting experts who continue to show up on this call. And a special welcome to all the new gifting experts who have been coming in the last couple of months. We had so many people coming in. I'm very happy that you're here, that you joined our Lavelle family. We're such a great company with great consultants, very caring. And just thank you so much for, you know, being on this journey with us. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Please be in the training site. Please get on these calls. Listen to the calls. Read everything that's on the training site. It's really important. But again, we'll be here for you every step of the way. All you have to do is email, and you'll get an email right back. Or you could call us as well. So I hope all of you are safe. I hope everybody's and your families are healthy and that you had an incredible week so far, and I hope you're working your Lavelle Basket business. So here it is, guys. It's the 28th of May. It's the end of the month. It's just incredible. But before we even start our call, real quickly, you know, payroll is on June 1st. So we've had a lot of new people. I love when payroll calls me and they say, we have a lot of new people on the payroll. And it's like, oh, it's so exciting. So I just want to go over real quickly because I know some people read it and they might not understand it, which is fine. We have a two-week threshold, which means everything that was processed in May will be getting paid in June. So that means any commissions that's owed to you from May 1st to May 15th will be paid to you on June 1st. Okay, so that's how it works. So just remember, the month before, you get paid the month after. Now, regards to direct deposit, yeah. With the mail service, it's been really crazy since last year. I really feel much more comfortable when we do direct deposit. You get your money instantly. It's a lot safer for us as well. We don't have checks lingering out there. We don't know if they're being cashed or who's cashing them. We've had a lot of issues, and I don't know. We even made the package like heavier, like we double wrap it with paper so people don't see it's a check. But again, if you want direct deposit, it's all, you know, just go into your back office, fill it out, email payroll, let them know that you filled it out, and right away we will add you. So if you are scheduled to get your first check on June 1st, it will not be there if this is your first paycheck. It will be there in about 3 days because once payroll puts in the direct deposit, it takes about three business days to verify. So our bank verifies your bank. So it's like a communication thing, and then they release the funds. So the funds are there. It's all about releasing. Now, for those who are not, we had a lot of new people. Please go into your back office. I don't have all the names right now. But you will be getting an email from payroll, and they will tell you exactly how to go into your back office and fill out the direct deposit so we could add. I think it was about 10 people that was added on the payroll. So please, if you know you're getting a check for June 1st and you haven't filled out the direct deposit, please go back there. Or you could email support at Lavelle Baskets, and they will show you the way. Okay? So here it is, guys. First, I want to say that we're going into a new month, June. June 1st is on, what is it? It's on Tuesday. It's incredible. So we're starting a brand new month, which means I want to say happy birthday since we're not going to have another call until next Friday. So I just want to say happy birthday to all my June babies. I'm wishing you the very best for a new year full of love, happiness, and lots of success. When it comes to the Candle of the Month Club, our June candle, which is the membership, is the Fresh Linen. If you haven't smelled that one, it's really good. I like that throughout my house. I really do. The cookie of the month will be 5 cookies, and the 6th cookie, I think we're going to do a tulip. I don't know what color, but it's going to be a tulip. Now, with the cookie of the month, I see a lot more coming in, which I'm really happy. Remember, passive income is something that I want for all of you. So any of the memberships that any of you sign up, you know that every month you don't have to do anything. You know, the customer order gets processed every month automatically, just like your memberships, and they get the cookie delivered to their front door. And sometimes they give it as a gift, so that recipient will actually get the cookies. They're really delicious. They really are. We've had some great, great reviews on that little red box with the nice bow. It's a really nice gift. So let's keep promoting that and all the other memberships as well. The crystal with the charm, with the free motivational charm, the crystal for June is the Alexandrite. It's a really nice purple. I think it is, right, guys? I hope I didn't make a mistake, but I think it's that light purple. So, and then we'll announce the gift basket winner next week. Obviously, we still have some more days. So if any of you are, if you have any entries, please just go to the link that I gave you and fill it out. And we put them in a, you know, like an auto thing, and they pick the winner out. Okay. So here it is, guys. With the new month comes a new season, which is really, it's really funny because I kept saying Father's Day is on June 19th, and it's not. No one corrected me. Father's Day is June 20th. I don't know why I thought it was June 19th, but June 20th also starts a new season. It's summer. So when it comes to our business right now, what do? It's about pushing forward. We all want to have a very amazing month. We want to focus on our categories. We want to focus on all our services, our products. We want to do some team building. I think the summer months are a great time to focus on team building. And this is our reset. It's a new season. It's new beginnings for a new month. So as we have, you know, the weekend coming up and the new month coming up, it's all about reflection. And what you do on times like this is you got to think about, what did you do in May? What didn't you do in May? What can you do better? That wasn't, you know, when it comes to marketing, that wasn't as successful. And what other things you can do to make your June even better. One thing I do have to say is that a lot of you have really become consistent in getting orders. And I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't know if you're going on, you know, the marketplace, like, you know, if you're on Facebook, if you're doing any of the social medias, or if you're actually placing ads on any type of searches, you know, the search engines, whatever you guys are doing, it's working. And a lot of you are really hands-on because we do get calls and emails from customers, or sometimes we have to call customers to get some updates because something didn't look right on the order or the message was cut off. And there's a lot of compliments on you guys. So I am so proud that you're really hands-on with your customers. And I know sometimes you might spend a little bit more time with your customers, and maybe sometimes you might not get the order. It's okay, because however you made them feel, they will come back. So if you gave them that one-on-one, hands-on, you know, giving them advice on what type of gift to buy, making sure that they know that they're getting it. I know we get a lot of emails. Sandy always tells me, you know, that's one thing I want to say. You guys do not bother us. Like, you could send us 100 emails with 100 different questions. The staff here, we do not care, because knowing is part of your business. So if you're following up on an order or you need a tracking number, it's never, ever a bother, guys. And sometimes we show you, like, okay, maybe you didn't get the email, go to your back office and check there. So it's almost like, you know, you're learning at the same time, especially if you're a new consultant. So never, ever think it's a bother that you guys are emailing us. And as you can see, you could email us anytime. I mean, some of the girls, they work really late because they want to. I don't even force them. It's like it could be a midnight and you'll get an email from either Alex or you get an email from Sandy. So I just have a great crew here, and they love you guys, and they just love what they do as well. They always say, you know, this job could be crazy, but it's not crazy where we don't like it. It makes them happy when they see that you guys are happy and we're doing different things. So just keep doing what you're doing, and don't ever think that you're a bother. Okay, I also do want to say that congratulations again to all the people who won the last incentive. We're going to have another one. We really are. What we did was really funny because I think it was banking credit, Constantia. She's like, why are we giving them Amazon cards when we could just give them cash? It's so much easier. Because with Amazon, I thought we could just send them all the names and they could just, you know, send out all the cards. And it was like, no, you have to place the orders yourself. And we were like, you know, just send them the cash. So we did send everybody, all the winners, all those winners, you should have gotten a deposit, you know, in the beginning of the week with the winnings. So anything when it comes to gift cards, I'm not going to do any gift cards anymore. If we're going to do any prize stuff, we'll just do cash. It's so much easier for us to process them, okay? Unless it's something special that needs to be like a gift card or something, or if we're giving out any electronics or stuff like that, that's different, okay? So now with spring leaving us, we're going into the summer months. We have Memorial Day weekend this weekend. Again, we have summer approaching as well. We do have a sale. It starts today. So just make sure we're springing into summer, and the sale starts today, which is Friday the 28th, and this is going to go all the way to Monday evening. And the summer category is up, but this sale is just not for the summer category, guys. It's for everything, except for the free shipping. We can't use coupon codes for the free shipping or any of the memberships, of course, okay? So this 10%, the coupon code, I hope everybody read it, but if you don't know it, it's the word summer, all in lowercase, S-U-M-M-E-R, okay? So you get 10% for the whole store. So please mark it, you know, start sending emails out. I hope you started to send emails out. I know a few of you were saying, you know, I do have an order, but the customer wants to wait until the sale, which I love. That's no problem. So get all those orders in. So now, because we're going into a holiday weekend, any orders coming in today, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, will not be processed. Will start getting processed on Tuesday. So if there's a lot of orders coming in this weekend, they grab the orders. I'm just giving you a little tutorial. They'll grab the orders and they'll start processing on Tuesday, but they might not go out until Wednesday. It depends on how many orders we have, okay? So that's how that works. So promote. I think we have two banners already. Maybe we'll make some more because it is for the whole weekend, so maybe we'll have some more banners coming at you today, okay? Now, the warehouse and corporate will be closed, which means, you know, by phone. But you could always email support. Of course, our orders are very important and our customers are very important. So we can't just turn off, you know. So make sure you just email support and they'll answer you. So they will be closed Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then we'll be back in business on Tuesday. But remember, our website's never closed, okay? Now, Father's Day category. Did you take a look at our Father's Day category? How nice is our gifts this year? There's a lot of new ones. We even got new Oreos, a box of Oreos, which I had the pleasure of giving it out here so we could all try it. It's a brand new company. I might jump on board with them. They have Piscotties and Oreos. All this great stuff. They come out of New Jersey. They're also, let me see, I forgot. I didn't write it down. Let's see. Wow, you know when you just forget. Oh, they're kosher as well. So to people out there who are into, you know, who are Jewish, and or you could be other religions as well, but if you like kosher, they're definitely great for Father's Day as well. So I just want to let people know. I know I think we did write it in the content, so just in case people are searching. But I'm really excited. Everybody says they're delicious. So I'm really glad that we added that. But again, everything we have in that category is so nice. The gift basket. We have one that comes with a card, like a gift card as well, to get a video, like a movie video. So everything is there. Please take a look at it. Stop promoting. The cutoff dates, remember, is what makes our time shorter. So basically, everything could get shipped out. If it's on June 20th, I would definitely say by the 11th or 12th, you know, get all those orders in. And we mentioned it last week, you know, did you ever send flowers to men? But I'm sure they will like some plants, especially if they're going back to work, for their offices. But anything that comes from overnight, you know, we definitely have some time, like around the 17th and 18th to place those orders. So get those orders in, you know, remind people that Father's Day is coming. It's just as important as Mother's Day. I know people don't make a big to-do as much as Mother's Day with Father's Day, but fathers are important too, right, guys? Again, so check out the category. It's really, really nice. We also have another special going on right now with Labella Radiance. Any customer that places an order, what we're doing is that it's not even just for the set. If they place an order for anything that has to do with Radiance, we're giving out the free red bag. I told the girls, you know, just give the free red bag because we have a lot of them. And, you know, whether it's one or two products or the whole set, definitely just give them that really cute, which everyone loves, that nice red bag. It fits all five pieces of the Radiance. And you know how big our bottles are. So it's a nice size. Also, when it comes to Radiance, we're getting great reviews on the new cleanser because it's foamy. I want to see, did anyone buy it yet from our consultants? Anybody? Press 5-star. Any reviews? I know Candy did buy it, but I don't think she's on the call today. Or is she? I don't know. Press 5. But it works, but they say it's really, really good. I've tried it. I love it. But sometimes we need other people to say it because I love everything that I obviously I do my research before I could actually, if I don't like something, I am not selling it, guys. I could tell you that much. Especially when it comes to skincare, if it smells funky or it just doesn't feel right or sticky, I will not be purchasing it. So, okay, so let me open up the line for Mary Lewinsky. Hold on. Hi, Mary. How are you? Mary?
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Oh, you asked if the product was used or not. I've used it. I like it a lot. And the other product that I really like is the moisturizers.
Which one did you get, the regular or the anti-aging one?
I've gotten both of them.
Anti-aging one, when you put, doesn't it feel like butter? Like, and then it dries so fast. That's what I love about it. I don't like anything that stays on my face and feels like Vaseline. Like, I don't like that feel. But I love when it goes on, it's so smooth, the anti-aging one. And then it just dries so nice, but it leaves your face like butter. Like, if you touch it, it's so smooth. Did you get that type of reaction or with the anti-aging one?
Yeah.
It's really good. Have you noticed any differences?
Yeah. Yes, I have. It's good. But the one thing I was going to say also that's really good about the oil-free one, I had my neck, you know, was starting to get some wrinkles on it and that. And even though it's an oil-free one, I have some really good results with that.
And which one? The moisturizer, right? The moisturizer?
Yes.
Yeah. No, let me tell you, Mary, I think it's underrated. Labella Radiance, the skincare line, we still need to push it out there. People need to feel. And as any regimen, ladies, you have to use it every day to see results. I know people go, oh, I've been using it for a week and I see nothing. No, it doesn't work that way. Anything has to be like on a 3-month basis. That's when you know you got to take a before picture with all this technology now. Just take a simple, no filters or anything, and then take a picture 3 months from now, and then you let me know. You will see a difference. How long have you been using it now, Mary? How long?
Since it came out, pretty much.
Wow, that's like what, 2017 or 18?
Probably 18.
Yeah, 2018. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Have you used a mask? Do you use the mask at all? The exfoliating mask?
That I have to say, I'm not real good about using as much as I should.
All you have to do is twice a week. The beginning, in the middle of the week, and then, or you could do it once a week if you have sensitive, because it has the almond seeds. So
yeah. That's
the exfoliator. And you leave it on. I love to do it on a Saturday because I could be, reading something, or I could be on the computer, and I leave it on my face for about 15 minutes, and then I get up and I just wash it off with lukewarm water. But I wash it into my face first, and then I wash it off. It really, especially around the nose area where it gets really oily, it just takes everything off. If you have blackheads on your nose, it takes everything. It exfoliates everything, so I recommend that. Don't be lazy to do that. Definitely do it once a week, at least once a week.
Yeah.
And even when you start putting your creams on, you'll start feeling a difference as well. Guys, the whole idea when it comes to skincare, it's about having a very clean face when you're putting on all, your regimen, because it needs to go into your skin. So when you're washing, you want to open up your pores. So definitely use hot water, not too hot. You don't want to burn, but you want to open up your pores. Then you add at night the serums and everything. And then you want to, in the morning, you're going to do the same thing because you're going to add. So everybody's different when it comes to how they wash their face, but you want the products to seep into your skin. That's how you know it's working. And that's why we say to cleanse your face really, really good. How about the toner? Do you use a toner as well?
Yes. After I wash it, I put that mostly on my areas that are oily.
Okay, good. I love the way it smells, doesn't it? The cucumber?
Yes. I like the smell of it, too. It's nice.
So how do you feel about promoting it? Like, have people been buying it or not yet from you?
Well, when I go to a there's one luncheon where I get most of my basket orders. And at that particular luncheon, there's one lady who sells Avon and another one who sells Mary Kay. And it's kind of hard to promote it because the one woman, she has promoted some basket sales at her work, and I kind of don't want to hurt her feelings.
Well, it's a business. I mean, with the 10%, like I told everybody, you could use it on your radiance as well. So go for it.
Yeah.
Even if if they just want to buy the moisturizer, that's fine. The pricing for five pieces and the size of the bottles, it's so worth it. If you go to any department store or any of these online direct selling companies that sell skincare, it's way more than what we charge. And the bottles are so small. Like, they really run out less than a month.
No, I agree with you on the price.
Yeah.
Our stuff
lasts, which I didn't want it to last that long because I want that repeat business every month. But our bottles run, you could have it for 2 months, right? It's about 2 months.
Easily.
And guys, keep it in the refrigerator because it's vegan. So it's a great idea to keep, all your stuff in the refrigerator. And it feels so good when you put it on. It really does. Especially in the summer now. Just to put the toner. Yeah, it feels, because especially the serum, you have to keep it in the refrigerator, because if you let that serum sit and you don't use it and you see it start turning color, please do not use it. That means if it starts changing color, that means it's going bad. So you don't want to use it. It goes from that light, it's like a yellow type of color, and then if it starts getting darker, you will see it goes into like a dark yellow. and that means it's going bad. That means the time is up. Okay, so keep your serums in the refrigerator. Okay?
One thing I wanted to add about the serum. Mm-hmm. During the wintertime, had a little bit of windburn on my face. And in order to get the extra dryness back, you know, get it healed, I guess is the proper term for it, I put some extra serum on it before, you know, putting the moisturizer the way you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And it healed faster. And
yep.
That was helpful. And now I'm wondering if in the summer, if I get extra sunburn, whether, you know, that will work in the same way, because I'm very light-skinned. And I'm thinking that it probably will, you know, because I get sunburn a lot. So
you get sunburn easy. Well, the only thing I can recommend with the vitamin C is that don't use it because it's summer and you're out and about. Like, don't use the vitamin C during the day. It should be used when at night.
Yeah.
And when it comes, I mean, I do still want to get a moisturizer that has SPF, you know, a high,
right,
maybe a 50. So that's my next one that I'm working with them. I want something that's lightweight, but I want something, an anti-aging one that has a high SPF. So that's my next project with our lab. But I'm really excited. Mary, thank you for sharing, you know, this info, because it's good that, you know, consultants understand that this stuff is really good. It really is, and I'm really proud of it. And I can't believe it's been out for already 3 years. It's unbelievable how time flies. Okay, thank you, Mary. Thank you for all the info. Thank you. So, guys, you could see, you know, start promoting it. With the 10% special, you know, it goes down in price. Even if they buy one piece, if maybe they could buy the toner, the cleanser, and the moisturizer, or they could just buy the moisturizer. And remember, we have two moisturizers. We have the regular one, and then we have the anti-aging one. And let me tell you, people usually say, well, I want to try it to see if I break out. You don't break out with this stuff. You really don't. It's so easy on the face. But at the same time, it's so effective. It really gives you great results if you use it every morning and every night. Every morning and every night. Okay? So any other questions? Please press 5-star. Any other questions? So like I said before, you know, we have 3 things going on right now. We have the summer sale from Friday to Monday. We have Father's Day. Oh, Father's Day code is DAD, lowercase D-A-D, and that starts on Tuesday. I'm going to let that go for about a whole week, that sale, so we could get people on an early bird special and they could start buying. And then, of course, in the comment section, you could say, please don't ship until Father's Day. So, you know, we'll know. Just you writing that, we understand that you want it as close as possible to Father's Day. If they have an exact date, then you could just put the date and, you know, we'll just hold the orders. So get busy. We have a busy, busy weekend. So does anybody have anything to care to share like Mary did? Okay, I'm opening the line for Jennifer Lewis. Hi, Jen.
Hello?
Jen? Hi, Mia. How are you? I'm here.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, real good. I was wondering, I sent an email, but could someone do a check of the coupon code for the sale? I'm having some issues with it, and I was doing some promotions, but I was wondering if somebody could double-check the summer coupon code.
It's not working? Wait, hold on one second.
It's accepting the coupon, but it's not taking off the 10%.
Okay, I got to call tech support then. It should be working. Wait, let me see. Oh, so you could add it, but it doesn't take it off?
Exactly.
That's strange.
So yeah, I thought it was strange, too. But just in case anybody else is trying, just got to get it updated.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks,
Mia. I'll do that. Okay, thank you for letting me
okay,
know.
Yeah.
But you emailed support as well? Did you email support?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So hopefully Sandy will take care of it. Okay. Any other questions?
No, nope, doing good. Thanks for the specials, and I like the new products that have been added for Father's Day and stuff. We've got some fun additions this year.
I know, isn't it nice? After it was done, I looked at it, I'm like, where did all this stuff come from? Because usually our Father's Day is not as big like we do, and I'm
right.
like, oh, I'm so, it's two pages. I was like so impressed.
I know, that's so fun. Yeah,
we're already getting the Oreos, like both of them, the little
ones. Yeah.
We're getting orders already for both of them, so I'm really happy with that. So that's
fine. Good. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for all you do.
I know your customers love Oreos.
I know. It cracks me up anytime we've got them.
I know. Yep. It's fun. Well, get those orders, Jen. You have a nice whole weekend.
All right.
Okay,
thanks so much. Bye.
You're welcome. Okay, anybody else? Press 5-star. Care to share? I got to take care of that coupon code right away because it starts today. So, but thank you for telling me, Jen. Anybody else? Press 5-star. Okay, so we know what we have to do. I really don't have any training for today because we have a long weekend. We have 3 sales going on. And I just want to make sure that you guys understand how everything works. And just do your thing. Like I said, the last couple of weeks, I've seen big changes in a lot of people, a lot of the consultants. And it's all about conviction. It's all about persistence. It's about focus. You know, working your business, it's almost like the skincare line. You have to do it every day to get those results. Just like in anything in life, you have to work. You can't sleep on your business. You can't do like, oh, today I'm going to work it, and then the whole week goes by and you don't do anything. And then you turn around like, oh, I work the business, but I didn't get any results. It doesn't work that way, guys. It's not that easy. No one said it's going to be easy. But you can make it easy if you do it the right way. Right, guys? It's just like anything. If you want to, you know, people who go to the gym or, you know, anything, you have to be consistent. And that's how you end up seeing the results. So does anybody have any questions before we go? Okay, so I want to say have a beautiful rest of the weekend. Enjoy. If you're going to do any family time, be safe, be healthy. Have a great time, guys. But just know that you do have a LeBeau Basket business, so don't forget about that. And we'll see each other next week. But we'll hear if you need us through emails throughout the whole weekend. Okay, I'm going to open up the lines. Have a great one and be safe, anyone. And have a, you know, enjoy your family time and your children's time. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.